Voice of America. VOA.
Welcome back to VOA Hits of the World. Langsung dari Washington DC, Anda akan segera menyimak sederet hits serta informasi menarik seputar musisi ternama yang telah mencetak berbagai hits dalam dunia musik mancanegara. Minggu ini, giliran kelompok boy band yang tentunya sudah tidak asing lagi, The Backstreet Boys, dalam VOA Hits of the World. Ini Backstreet Boys terus aktif bermusik hingga saat ini. Setelah sempat ditinggalkan salah satu personilnya di tahun 2006, kini mereka kembali lengkap ke personil awal. Para personil Backstreet Boys yang sekarang sebagian sudah berkeluarga dan memiliki anak ini menyatakan komitmennya untuk terus bermusik bersama-sama.
As long as we can still walk, as long as we can still sing,
yeah. And as long as our fans want us around, we're not going to go anywhere. We have no reason to. We love it. Bahkan sekarang Backstreet Boys mengeluarkan film yang berisi perjalanan mereka selama 22 tahun berjudul Backstreet Boys, Show 'Em What You're Made Of.
From 1999 to about 2002, we're the biggest band in the world.
Nobody thought it was going to be as big as it was.
The best-selling boy band in history.
Then it just stopped.
Mengenai filmnya ini, Nick Carter mengatakan,
we kind of made a decision to maybe film the process of our recording this album and just kind of like all that and maybe put it on the album and, you know, as a part of a DVD package or something like that. And then as we got other people involved, a director and Pulse and a production team, you know, it kind of started to evolve into what you're going to see. And it just, they felt that there was a compelling story, that there was something there that was really interesting. Our story, our life, after 22 years.
Nick Carter bilang ide awalnya sebenarnya adalah hanya mendokumentasikan proses pembuatan album mereka, di mana nantinya akan dibuatkan paket DVD bersama album tersebut. Namun akhirnya jadi berkembang lebih luas lagi hingga menjadi sebuah film yang menceritakan perjalanan grup mereka selama 22 tahun. Nah, sekarang dengerin nih nasihat para personil Backstreet Boys yang udah pada dewasa ya, ke bintang-bintang muda seperti Justin Bieber dan One Direction. Kalau kata Nick Carter,
they're gonna do what they want to do and they should discover their own path and experience it and enjoy it, because everyone's gonna be different, just like ours. Ours is our own and we own it and we love it. That's our story. And you know, just I don't think that giving advice, they're gonna take the advice that we're gonna give them. So we wouldn't have taken advice that necessarily was given to us.
Kata Nick Carter, mereka memang harus melakukan apapun yang mereka mau lakukan dan menemukan jalur mereka sendiri. Karena setiap orang atau grup pasti punya jalurnya masing-masing. Kalau Howie bilang,
but if you probably want, you know, long staying power, you know, it has to be about the music. The music has to be number one. You have to try to make music. I think that's something that you can feel very proud of. Something that's timeless. You know, I think that's one thing we pride ourselves on, that, you know, people still to this day say, when I turn on I Want It That Way, it still, you know, feels as fresh as it was back in the day that we put it out there.
Kata Howie D, kalau mau tetap eksis, mereka harus selalu mengutamakan musik. Sementara Brian Littrell mengingatkan, sebagai sebuah grup, mereka juga harus saling menjaga satu sama lain.
It really wasn't being taken care of until you open your eyes and go, damn. You know, like, we should have looked out for one another. We should have helped one another. And I think this is a story that really plays true to where we are today.
This is not just a regular tour. This is a big deal.
We're all older now. So much has happened.
$300 million he stole or was missing.
We've seen the best and the worst of each other.
I'm not afraid of you anymore.
20 years is a long time. For anybody, let alone a five bunch of jumping around on stage singing and dancing.
Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA.
She keeps her secrets in her eyes. Wraps the truth inside her lies. Just when I can't say what she's done to me, she comes to me, leads me back to paradise. She's so hard to feels so good. She only
opens up just like a rose to me when she's close to me. Anything she asks me to, I would. It's out of control.
Setelah penampilannya berhasil membuat para penonton terkesan sekaligus bernostalgia di ajang iHeartRadio Music Festival di Las Vegas belum lama ini, kelompok boyband The Backstreet Boys kembali membawa kejutan bagi para fansnya. Kelompok yang terdiri dari AJ, Howie, Nick, Kevin, dan Brian baru aja mengumumkan konser residensinya di Las Vegas, tepatnya di Planet Hollywood, yang akan dimulai bulan Maret tahun 2017 mendatang hingga batas waktu yang belum ditentukan. Simak komentar dari para personil Backstreet Boys saat sedang melakukan pemotretan untuk mempromosikan konser mereka ini.
We are doing a photo shoot for our upcoming residency in Las Vegas at Planet Hollywood. They're making a little room for us gents to come in.
And so we're right now doing all the photos, all the promo work for all the artwork that's going to be out there on the billboards, the setups, the magazines, all the good stuff that Planet Hollywood wants to do with us.
Konser residensi Backstreet Boys yang juga sudah dilakukan terlebih dahulu oleh para penyanyi terkenal lainnya seperti Britney Spears, Celine Dion, dan Jennifer Lopez akan mengambil nama salah satu judul lagu Backstreet Boys yang sempat menjadi hits di seluruh dunia. Yang pasti melalui konser residensi yang akan sangat meriah ini, Backstreet Boys akan mengajak para penontonnya berpesta bersama.
We're going to call the show Larger Than Life. We're taking that theme and we're going to run with it. And it's going to be an amazing, energetic, fun party show.
Tentunya para fans juga akan diajak bernostalgia lewat lagu-lagu hits mereka.
What can you expect from the show? If you've ever been to a Backstreet Boys show, it's going to be that on steroids. Can fans expect to see all the hits? Of course.
Personil Nick Carter menambahkan konser residensi mereka ini akan menjadi konser yang lain daripada yang lain dan akan menjadi konser yang tidak akan pernah terlupakan.
We're gonna put together a show unlike any other show that anyone has ever seen. So we're excited to bring our experience from being a touring act with all of our hits to Vegas so that it becomes something that you'll never forget.
Be prepared, ladies and gentlemen, when you come see Backstreet Boys in Las Vegas.
To show you the
empty spaces fill me up with holes, distant faces with no place left to go. Without you within me, I can't find no rest. Where I'm going is anybody's guess. I tried to go on like I never knew you. I'm awake, but my world is half asleep. I pray for this heart to be unbroken, but without you all I'm going to be is incomplete. Voices tell me I should carry on,
Incomplete milik The Backstreet Boys menutaskan VOA Hits of the World minggu ini. Ariano Arifin, Irfan Ihsan, serta Dania Iman mengucapkan banyak terima kasih untuk perhatian Anda. Jangan lupa klik website VOA di www.voaindonesia.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at VOA Indonesia dan at VOA Rantau. Selamat berakhir pekan dan sampai jumpa. Bye!
Of America.